Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It was either a passive-aggressive wink at us when we weren't around, or they were just messing with us for the sake of messing, or they were mad that they had to deal with this situation at all. I'm going to try to keep this as PG-13 as I can. Let's just say when Tiffany and I, my fiance and I, just went on vacation, she brought a back massager.
Okay.
A back massager.
Mm-hmm. On vacation?
Yeah.
Okay.
A back massager.
Yeah, no, I,
yeah. Uh-huh. Why not? That's fun all around the world. Okay? Is that strange for you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would just be busy doing other stuff on vacation.
I don't have room for it. It's a hair straightener or a back massager. I'm doing a hair straightener.
We're all talking about the same thing, right?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So late one night, I guess she had a problem with her back and brought the back massager out and then fell asleep and forgot about it. And when we came back from our hike, housekeeping had come in and put the back massager in the middle of the bed on top of the sheets.
Oh, yeah. That was a sign.
Yeah. It was a sign. Oh, yeah. It was like, come on, do better than this, Americans.
Yes. It wasn't hidden in the side drawer.
No,
it wasn't placed in the bathroom next to the hair straightener.
There's a bunch of other places they could have put that. Yep. Just like, I know the Americans are going to be embarrassed by this, but nope, right in the middle of the bed.
Did they not do one of those fun, like, towel animals and, like, that was the elephant's trunk or something like that? That would have been impressive.
Yeah, that really would have. I can only imagine what they would have made with the towels. Mikey, intern Mikey, who's not our intern anymore. He's our phone screener. Monday phone screener.
You're looking at him.
Look at the nice cut he's got going on, dude.
How respectable do I look?
Look
at me.
What is that, school years have some kind of haircut code or something?
Nope. I'm just trying to look like a good guy. Trying to clean up my act.
Okay.
We don't want that. That's not good for on air, Mikey.
Not at all, man. Okay, so you got dragged into a fraternity party that you hated?
Yeah, I'm never going back. Listen to me when I say I'm not going back. I'm calling it, what did I call it? Hell on eggshells.
Hell on eggshells.
I'm trying to create a classic saying. You think that one's going to catch on?
Hell on eggshells.
So you were walking on eggshells in this fraternity party, and it was hell.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So I don't want to go to the fraternity party. My friend's coming into town. My lady's going. I got to go. But the guy who's in the fraternity, he makes it seem like it's such a privilege for me to be invited to this. He tells me you have to behave.
As an outside dude, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I know, but I don't want to be there in the first place. I don't want to go. I like a bar with a pool table, and I like a balcony with friends.
Yep.
I don't want to be at this stupid party.
Bars and a country song.
That's a fact.
It sounds so good, though. Just not your scene at all.
I don't like it. But if you're not a lady and if you're not a brother, you're public enemy number one. Everyone's pulling you over, asking for your credentials. Who do you know? What are you doing here?
Name five brothers.
Yeah. And I just hate that. That attitude drives me crazy. So I'm not having fun. But I decide, let's spice it up a little bit. So I make this game with my lady. We sit on the stairs. I'm calling it Yap Yap Roulette. So basically how you play is you sit on the stairs and you come up with this fake storyline. You wait for someone to walk up. You come up with this fake storyline. So, for example, like someone will be walking by and I'll say, listen, if I would have known you were going to find out about this, I wouldn't have even done it in the first place. I didn't know she was going to tell you. And then some girl will pull over and start yelling at me, pointing her finger in my face for a while. It's fun. It's funny. Another one, like, I didn't know that you'd care that I had that STD. I didn't know. I didn't know it was a big deal. And so she gets upset. Someone comes yelling in my face for a while. We did it for as long as possible. Ruffled up some feathers, got kicked out.
You got kicked out of the fraternity party for that?
Yeah. So I saw my way out. I didn't get carried by my belt loops or anything.
You ain't want to beat it anyway.
Yeah, so I got myself out of it, really.
So if you're telling her that you don't want to be there in the first place, why even go?
No, so my best friend I've known forever, he's going. All my friends are going to be there, and I want to spend time with them while I got them. So I got to go to this. And I'm not just going to sit at home while everyone has fun, of course. I'm just going to complain about it on the radio after.
You're learning.
Yeah.
You're learning.
And guess what? I had a good time. I think I'm going back.
If they let you're invited, right.
Get it. The Bird Show.